How's it going, Grande Nation? Chris Thomas here. Hope you're having a Grade A kind of day. And my guest on this installment of Grade A Nation is pool cleaner Billy Briggs. And he's here to talk about a traumatic incident that happened to him at Target this weekend. Billy, how are you?
Ah, this is Billy Briggs. And despite the trauma that happened to me this weekend at the Target, I am appreciative of the platform that Mr. Thomas is giving me.
Well, we're glad you're here, Billy. And what was it about the situation at Target this weekend that was so traumatic?
Well, it all started because I have been frustrated of late with the local Target when I go. They're always out of my favorite snack, the sweet potato and brown sugar Sun Chips. So, you know, every time I go, they're out, and I kind of flip out, and I have to control my anger. And I decided, you know, I have to take action. I have to be proactive. So I noticed that there was a Target employee, Target cast member.
I don't think they're called cast members.
Well, you know, whatever the hell they're called. I went up to the kid and I pulled out a dollar and I waved it in his face and I said, "How's it going, buddy? Let's see if you can earn this crispy dollar." And he said, "Sir, what the hell are you talking about?" And I said, "Well, boy."
You called him boy?
Yeah, that's right. Because I'm a man after my sweet potato and brown sugar Sun Chips. So I said, you know, boy, you can earn a crispy dollar if you tell me when you usually restock these Sun Chips. Because I'm usually here and there's no chips to be seen. So this dollar can be yours." And he goes, "Only a dollar?" And I said, "Oh, you're some hot shot. Can you just tell me when you restock the Sun Chips?" And he goes, "Well, we restock the chip sections on Saturday morning before opening." And I said, "My friend, you just earned this delicious dollar." And I gave it to him and I winked at him.
So a very creepy interaction.
Nothing creepy about sharing a dollar in exchange for some info.
Are you all right?
Well, I got some acid reflux after all the trauma that happened to me this weekend. Okay. Are you laughing at me?
No, I'm not laughing at you. It's just something traumatic happened to you and you have acid reflux? I have not heard of that before.
Well, it happened, okay. So, he said that they restock on Saturday morning before opening. So I told myself, I'm going to come back here Saturday morning when they open. And I'm going to get a card and I'm going to fill that card up with every single damn sweet potato and brown sugar Sun Chip bag that they have. So sure enough, I was the first person, actually the only person, there when the Target opened Saturday morning. And I got 20 bags of the Sun Chips.
20 bags? Good grief. Why didn't you leave any for anyone else?
Well, it's a matter of making sure that I have enough of my...
Whoa, Jesus. Are you all right?
I told you I had a traumatic incident and I'm having acid reflux. Are you slow or something?
No, it's just... I've never heard of that before. That a trauma causes you to have acid reflux.
Well, you know, consider me a part of Ripley's Believe It or Not or something. I don't know what to tell you. So I get there at the Target. I'm the only one there. and I get 20 bags of the sweet potato and brown sugar sun chips, and I'm feeling pretty good about myself. I'm almost skipping, and I say, you know what? I have a little bit of room in this cart. Maybe I'll treat myself and get one of the new TVs and try and get a nice piece of television equipment to watch the new XFL season on when it comes out, when it starts out. Okay, so you're an XFL fan. Were you an XFL fan when it was originally in place in the early 2000s? Yes, I was. I was a Las Vegas Outlaws fan. And my mama, she sold me a homemade He Hate Me jersey, and I was the coolest kid at school. Oh, that's nice. So you wanted to get a TV to watch for the new XFL season. So actually, this sounds like a very nice story. You know, you got your sun chips. You're looking at TVs. I don't see the drama here. Well, it went downhill from there. So I'm looking at all the TVs, and then all of a sudden the TVs in unison started showing a clip of the trailer of that Mr. Rogers movie. The Tom Hanks feature, A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, about Mr. Rogers. Yeah, that's right. They started showing Mr. Rogers. It's not Mr. Rogers. It's Tom Hanks playing Mr. Rogers. Well, it looked a lot like Mr. Rogers, okay? It looked like Mr. Rogers. So I see, about 20 screens with Mr. Rogers on it, and I get kind of scared. You're scared of Mr. Rogers? Well, there was a situation growing up, but I kind of feel uncomfortable talking about it. Well, it's all right. I mean, this was the whole point of you coming on Great A Nation. Well, okay, so as Mr. Rogers appeared on all 20 of those TV screens, John Fogerty's center field came on, and I just started shaking and sweating profusely. Okay, so why are you laughing at that? No, I'm not laughing. It's just I'm trying to decipher this. So John Fogerty center field starts playing, through the loudspeaker, through the sound system of the store. And you have all the Mr. Rogers on the TV screens, and you start shaking. Why is that traumatic? Well, it's a matter of when I was growing up, my uncle would tell me, would you like to see Mr. Rogers' puppets? Would you like to see the puppets? Because I was a big Mr. Rogers fan growing up. He would say, would you like to see the puppet? Let's do a puppet show. And then he would take me to the basement, and then he would strip me down. Oh my God, this is Billy. Do you wanna? We could stop talking about this. I didn't know this was this serious. Well, you laughed about it. No, I didn't know it was something like this. Okay, so well, I want you to soak in your shame. So he said, you know, every so often, that, you know, you love Mr. Rogers, let's have a puppet show. And he would take me down and lead me into the basement, and he would strip me down, and then he would take a ping pong paddle and he would start smacking my ass with the paddle. Oh my God, Billy, I'm really sorry. Okay, so you say that now, but you laughed. Billy, are you gonna just focus on me laughing? Well, if you're the one who laughed at child molestation. No. Grade A Nation, everyone listening, let the record show I did not laugh when he said that happened. Okay? I did not laugh. Well, now I understand why you're having the reflux, Billy. Oh, okay, great. So he would strip me down and paddle my bare ass. And the reason why I started shaking was because the sound at the start of John Fogerty's Center Field was exactly the sound of the paddle smacking against my ass. You son of a bitch. No, I mean, when you say that the sound of the paddle smacking your bare ass is exactly John Fogerty Center Field, are you saying that that your uncle recorded your ass being paddled with the ping pong paddle and gave it to John Fogerty for the intro to Center Field for that sound effect?
Well, it certainly sounded like it.
Well, okay, let's play it, and let's let the audience decide.
Ugh. Don't do that. I'm gonna get triggered. Ugh.
You are one sick SOB. Well, Billy, I'm just trying to let the audience figure out for themselves whether or not that sounds like a bare ass being paddled.
Well, you know, it certainly does sound exactly how it did when I was a child and my bare ass was being paddled by my uncle.
Well, I mean, we can play it again for people to decide for themselves whether or not John Fogerty would whether John Fogerty would allow for the sound effect of a kid's ass being kid's ass being pound.
Alright, now that's it. I'm done.
Oh, Billy, come back. Come on. Okay. Let's just play the sound effect again. That does not sound like a youngster's bare ass being paddled with a ping pong paddle. I'm sorry, Billy. I mean, that sounds very traumatic, but I do not think your uncle recorded it and gave it to John Fogerty. And I'm 100% positive that John Fogerty would not put that in his song.
Well, I disagree with you there, and you laughing at my trauma, I mean, it's just, you know, this is why
no one wants to host the show with you. Why does everyone attack me when they're a guest on the show? I'm trying to be nice.
You laughing at me is nice. You laughing at me being molested.
No, I'm not laughing at the fact that you were molested. I was laughing at the idea that you think your uncle was paddling your bottom, your bare bottom, used that audio, gave it to John Fogerty, and John Fogerty inserted it into the song Center Field. I mean, it does not sound like a bare ass being paddled. It just doesn't.
I disagree with you there. I really do think that it was my uncle paddling my rear end. And the sound of that going out all over Target and the sight of 20 Mr. Rogers was it was just so horrific that I started screaming and I ripped my clothes off and I got totally butt naked and I just got down on the floor and did deep heavy sobs. I just started crying. And I should be crying now because of you laughing at the whole situation. But I'm gonna put on a brave face here. So people started to come into the Target and you know, they see a naked grown man and they get scared and they told the Target clerks that there's a strange man and he might be a mass shooter. And I said to myself afterward, you know, how could it possibly be a situation where I'm a mass shooter? Because I was down on the ground crying deep heavy sobs, my penis and balls were hanging out there for all to see. I mean, where could I put a weapon? Do you think I have an AK-47 lodged in my anal cavity and I can just pull it out and start shooting everyone? I don't know what they were thinking. I mean, I know a lot of people out there are not very bright, but I mean, how could I possibly be a mass shooter? I was totally in the nude, and the police came, and they had guns drawn, and they said, "What's going on here?" And I said,
Mr. Rogers, paddle.
And they said, "This guy's clearly disturbed and we're just gonna have to send him to the psych ward."
And okay, so they detained you and you were able to get out because apparently you told them this story.
That's right.
Okay, and so they said you meant no harm and it was just a big misunderstanding.
That's right, but like you, they laughed. And I just think it's very unfortunate that people would laugh at child abuse.
No one is laughing about child abuse. What we're laughing at is the thought that, okay, your uncle took advantage of your love of Mr. Rogers and would lure you down into the basement, tell you there's a puppet show. He would strip you down and then he would start paddling your backside. The part that gets weird is that you think that the audio of John Fogerty's Center Field is the actual audio of your bottom being paddled by your uncle.
I don't think there's anything weird about that. It sounds... It's like being back in that basement and feeling the ping pong paddle being smacked against me.
Well, let's hear it one more time and let the people decide,
you SOB. You're gonna get yours. You are gonna get yours, Chris Thomas. You know, I heard Nigel Lee was gonna give the address to your house with a bunch of inmates, and you know, maybe I'll give your address out to the police officers and say that when I told them about the story of the Mr. Rogers and the ass paddling, that you admitted that you did that kind of stuff as well to local neighborhood kids.
Whoa, why would you do something like that? Don't do that. Come on. Just be reasonable, okay? Don't be like that. I apologize. I'm very sorry that as a youngster, you were violated by your uncle, and I'm sorry that the situation at the Target happened, and I'm sorry that apparently you didn't get your sonships, did you?
Oh yeah, that's very funny. Everyone's just doing a guffaw, big hooting and hollering. You know, you're gonna get yours, my friend. And you get a bullet right in the middle of your head.
All right, Grady Nation. We'll stop there. Billy Briggs is getting unruly.
You're going to be dead in a week, my friend.
We'll chat with you next time.